Election 2011 coverage on Manx Radio.
Well, today in the chair is David Moore Anderson, 57 years old, from a farming background, the son of a former MHK, educated in Peel and at Agricultural College in Cumbria, a keen and long-serving sportsman, a very good sportsman indeed, particularly in the athletics field, commissioner for Patrick for almost a decade before, in 2001, winning the Glenferbus seat, served in the DHSS as education minister, as transport minister, and now as health minister. Good morning, Mr.
Good morning, John.
Welcome. Let's get to the basic question, first of all. Glenfarber, Glenfaber, potato, potato, which one is it?
Glenfaber, John. I think we did this 5 years ago.
You've worked for one of the few people to work for the UK government. You actually spent a time in the UK Ministry of Agriculture, didn't you?
I spent a short time, 18 months, at the MAF in those days in Weybridge in Surrey.
Was it useful? Or did you give indication of ways?
All experience is useful, John.
As health minister, you just missed being involved in the reciprocal health row, though you did get to sign the new one, didn't you?
I did indeed.
Which was very useful. Timing is the secret, Mr. Anderson. But let's go to Richmond Hill. Now, you were the transport minister when the Richmond Hill scheme went through. That's been criticised a great deal. Do you still think it was a good idea?
I think it was a very good idea. I think we have to recognise that at that particular time, Richmond Hill was the highest black spot for accidents on the island. Despite not being on the TT course, there was a considerable number of accidents there, and the road was giving problems in that the road banking, if you like.
But is it any better now?
I believe it's substantially better, and I think time will tell. I think there are two other areas that demonstrate this in the past. Both of those were on the TT course, Windy Corner and
Brandish
as well, and both of those have substantially reduced from the number of accidents on them, and hopefully this will happen again. It's been demonstrated on Richmond Hill, and also you have to recognise it was a very dangerous entrance into the home for Esterall horses.
They've put up a sort of 2-foot bank now because drivers didn't feel safe coming down the hill. That must indicate surely something intrinsically wrong with the design, isn't it?
I don't know about that. I don't think there's been any accidents as a result of that, but maybe it gives drivers peace of mind.
In 2006, if I can quote you, you said agriculture is looking for an upturn in fortune. Did it get it?
Well, we're still looking down a very long road, if you like, in agriculture. I believe that going to the Countryside Care Scheme, where we've gone to now, which moves support away from
direct... We've heard it criticised. Is it doing the job, though?
I believe it is doing the job. Maybe there's some tweaking to do in the future. I think the operating plants that we're reliant on are doing a very good job. We've just got to get into more niche markets with our products.
The VAT issue... Would you accept that the government in the last 20 years has had the luxury of getting more VAT than it actually deserved to get, and therefore the success of that government must be probably down to that in part?
I believe that the agreement was entered into and agreed by the two governments. The Isle of Man government has done well out of the VAT agreement over the years, and fortunately through that we've been able to develop our infrastructure substantially over the last 20 years.
Have we done enough?
I think we've done very well. We could always do more. We've got some more infrastructure we should be upgrading. It'll take time to do that. But I think if you look what's happening round about us in the world round about us, I think the Isle of Man economy has done exceptionally well with the money we've got.
Protection of traditional family values. Do you mean we should go back to the 50s or something like that? Is that how far back we should go?
I think our community, John, is based on strong values, family values. And I think that's one of the things that we recognise on the island, and people coming into the island recognise the safety. And one of those reasons for that safety is the strong values.
Are we losing it?
I'd like to think we're actually maintaining it, but we must be vigilant, I think.
You describe being a politician as a balancing act, as minister, constituency, MHK, but also a member of parliament. How do you distinguish that, as being a member
of parliament? Well, you have a role as a parliamentarian as well as being a constituency and a department member, and that is to do with framing law, making sure that the laws that we bring in are fit for purpose and are suitable for the island and not just merely rubber stamping laws that are coming in other places.
And what would you say locally in your constituency is the big issue, or will be?
Well, throughout a rural constituency like Glenfaber, traffic is always a problem going through villages and the speed of traffic. However, one of the key things for me is that young people should be able to live in the area in which they've grown up in.
So housing?
housing, and I'm delighted over the last few years we've got two first-time buyer schemes in that have developed in Glenfeber. I'm looking forward to maybe another one in St John's, maybe in the years to come. Now government has acquired the land of the farmers' mart.
Mr Anderson, thank you for joining us this morning. It's mandated, it's 8 o'clock.